The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Mary McKeown, in recent moments, a conviction in a trial of the Mexican drug lord known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman. Tell us about this, please, Marion.
That's right, yeah. The verdict has just been handed out. He was found guilty in all 10 counts of drug trafficking, firearms charges and related charges. No surprise, really, that he was found guilty, although the jury had to be kept anonymous and was, you know, brought in and out of court every day by armed US marshals. Very high risk for them. But as I say, they found him guilty. Brings to an end, he's so notorious. And the whole life is like one of those Don Winslow novels. In fact, I think he did inspire several Don Winslow novels. He was on the Forbes Rich List back in 2009, 2010. He's one of the richest men in the world. Huge drug cartel. Very violent. Thousands of the loss of life in Mexico as a result of the drug wars is just appalling, and the suffering that's been visited on Mexican people. He styled himself as a folk hero, but he was a very, very brutal and violent drug lord. He was also a rapist who raped young girls regularly. The list of things that he did, you would need an entire program to go through it. But he has been found guilty. Now, he escaped from prison twice. He was actually, they believe, caught. He did an interview with Sean Penn, you may remember, a couple of years back for Rolling Stone magazine, which was quite controversial at the time. But apparently he was tracked, having escaped from prison twice in Mexico, through Sean Penn making contact with him to do this interview. So I'd be a bit worried about Sean Penn right now, but as I say, he's now been convicted and he will be, I would suspect, spending the rest of his life in prison.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous interview, if I remember it correctly.
It's absurd, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cal Thomas, is this not an example that, you know, the legal system works? You can catch the bad guys like this without having to build a wall between the United States and Mexico.
Why did I think you were going to go in that direction, Matt?
Because it's the obvious point, Cal.
The problem? No, it isn't. The problem is that just arresting and sentencing and convicting and sentencing somebody like El Chapo, as bad as he is, to prison doesn't mean you're going to solve the problem. There are always people to replace bad guys. It was true of the mafia. It's true of the drug dealers. As long as there's demand, there are going to be people who are doing the supply. Now, you can't construct a wall that's going to solve every problem, but I think the evidence shows that in areas where fencing and the wall already exist, it has stopped a lot of the flow of the illegal immigrants. Yes, they've gone to other places. Now, I just watched a cabinet meeting with the president, and just a few minutes ago, he was asked whether he is okay with this deal worked out by Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill that would provide just a little under $1.4 billion instead of the $5.7 billion he's been asking. He said, I don't like it, but we're shifting things around. That, to me, says that he's looking for other places for funding. He says, we're going to build the wall, and there's not going to be any compromise on that because walls work. We'll see. The government shutdown deadline is midnight Friday. He said at the cabinet meeting he doesn't think there will be one. We'll see.
Let's hear a little bit of a speech that he made at a rally in El Paso in Texas last night about that wall.
To tell you, as I was walking up to the stage, they said that progress is being made with this committee. Just so you know, we're building the wall anyway. They say that progress has been made with this committee. This weekend, some Democrats even proposed a measure that would force the release of thousands of criminal illegal aliens, including dangerous felons convicted of rape, sex trafficking, violent assault, and even murder into our country. Can you believe this?
Can you believe this, Marion McKeown? Is that what Democrats are trying to do?
You know, I really think that Donald Trump has parted ways with any kind of reality at this stage. I saw the same press conference Cal is referring to. It was just unhinged, the one that took place a couple of minutes ago, where he said that he's already, construction has started on the Rio Grande. I can categorically tell you that construction, or nothing near it, has started on the Rio Grande. It seems there was a time when there was plausible deniability. guilty about some of the things that Donald Trump would say. That rant last night, for want of a better word, 75 minutes of just fantasy, really, most of it. I think it's worrying. I don't know how he passed. He may have passed his physical test the other day. I don't know how he passed the mental part of it.
What do you make of that assertion by Marion McKeown?
Well, look, what she referred to has been taken off the table, we understand, in this compromise agreement. What she was referring to was the Democrats wanted to put a limit on the number of detainees or illegal immigrants, put your own label on them, that could be housed in, over the U.S. border. And that would mean, if say, I think it was 13,000 or 15,000, and that would mean that all of the rest would have to be released into the U.S., and the president says those would have included murderers, rapists, drug dealers, and other people. Hard to know exactly, but I wouldn't doubt it. So that's off the table now, according to what we know so far about the compromise deal.
I wanted to also bring up a little bit from that speech last night, because Trump is preparing to head off to Hanoi for another summit with his chum Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator. There's been some bizarre tweets in the last couple of days talking up Kim as if he is some sort of global superstar. Let's hear a little bit from the speech last night.
When I came in, North Korea looks like it was going to war. You know that. It was going to happen. Bad things. Now, you have no missile launches. You have no rocket testing. You have no nuclear testing. I have a good relationship, maybe even a great relationship. We have tremendous sanctions on North Korea. But we have our hostages back. We have remains are coming back. The remains. And our presidents have been dealing with North Korea for many, many decades. Many, many decades. And on a nuclear way over the last 20, 30 years. And all I hear is, can't you move faster? You know what? I left Singapore 15 months ago. They've been negotiating for 85 years or something. So now their complaint is, what's taking them so long? I heard one of our great geniuses from a previous administration telling me how to negotiate with North Korea when they got taken advantage of like nobody I've ever seen before. So...
Wow, Cal, this is really playing to the lowest common denominator stuff. There is no evidence whatsoever to suggest he has achieved anything with North Korea other than actually bolster Kim in power.
Well, you're right, Matt, and Reuters is reporting today on a new report by Stanford University's Center for International Security and Cooperation that found North Korea has continued to produce bomb fuel while in denuclearization talks with the U.S. and may have produced enough in the past year to add as many as 7 nuclear weapons to its arsenal. Now, the interesting thing is that the very next paragraph, the story says, however, the country's freeze in nuclear and missile testing since 2017 mean that North Korea's weapons program probably poses less of a threat than it did at the end of that year. I find those ideas to be contradictory.
Marion McKeown, what do you make of this approach he has to North Korea?
Look, all he's allowing them to do, and I completely agree with what you just said, Cal, all he's allowing them to do is to, he's kicking the can down the road. You know, I mean, you know, this nonsense about 85 years, like, I don't want to split hairs, but 1934, World War II hadn't even happened then. You know, I mean, honestly, it's just a carelessness with facts. What he has done is he has allowed, really, he's taken his eye off the ball completely. North Korea hasn't taken a single step towards denuclearization. What has done is it has stopped testing. We knew last year from Victor Chan, who's one of the foremost experts in North Korea, that they don't need to test anymore because they've reached the point where they feel that they're confident enough that they are a budding nuclear power. What Cal said is true. This is really, really serious. And Donald Trump is claiming a victory for a threat that is increasing daily. And you know, he'd probably go to Hanoi and have another black backslapping episode with a man who is responsible for atrocious crimes, for starving people. You know, the nuclear aspect is a part of it, but who represents a real threat to the US and the rest of the world.
But yet, and I'm going to finish on this note, first you, Marion, then Cal, Donald Trump's job approval rating amongst US likely US voters hit 52% this week. He's going to win the next election, isn't he, Marion?
You know what? The economy is doing well. If he would focus on the economy and leave the other nonsense alone, he'd probably have a much higher approval rating. I don't think he's going to win. There's a lot coming down the pipe. But you know what? You never know. I didn't think he was going to win the first time. So,
Cal Thomas, last word to you.
Well, I think that's probably true. You can't beat something with nothing. And the ones who have announced for president so far and the ones who are thinking about it don't really offer a whole lot except bigger government, higher taxes, more spending. I think we've been down that road before.
Thank you very much, Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.